99.9 Radio USA Southern Girl from Tim McGraw. It's 6:51 and 58 degrees. And it's, well, we've got Chris Young's Awe-Naw on the way, but right now, time to get weird on the Weird News, brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A New York woman spent the night caged up on jail charges for catnapping. You could call her a cat burglar, I guess. She decided that the house cat at her local deli looked sick and needed to be taken to the vet. Nancy Glassman, who's a regular at Bagels & Company in Manhattan, thought that Costco the cat seemed to be a little bit under the weather and suggested that he be taken to the vet because of an apparent ear infection. Well, when she didn't get any response from the management, she sneaked back into the place and grabbed the cat and took him for an exam herself. Well, unfortunately, an employee ratted her out, and she could now face burglary charges. Glassman remains unrepentant, saying, "I asked, so if I see a child or an animal that's in distress, I'm supposed to just leave it there?" She said, "Nope, I'm going to do something about it. I'm not going to walk away." Yeah, that's, well, I just hope the cat got the needed attention that it needed. Okay. An Oklahoma jailbird who flew the coop in a prison break ended up back behind bars just hours later because he called 911 to rescue him from his fellow escapees. Here's what happened. Joshua Silverman was in a prison van with eight other prisoners when the driver stopped to take an ill inmate to the hospital. Well, the driver left the van running so that the air conditioning could stay on, and apparently it was quite warm out. Well, two of the fellas in the van decided to take a chance and make a run for it. So they climbed into the front seats of the van and took off before abandoning ship and continuing on foot a little bit later. Well, Silverman, who didn't want any part of the adventure, used a cell phone that someone had left behind, and he called 911. He told the dispatcher, he said, "You're probably not going to believe this, but I'm a prisoner in a van. A couple of the guys that were in the van hijacked the van at the hospital. I just don't want to get shot by no cops or nothing." Well, all the prisoners were eventually rounded up and returned to jail. And we're guessing that Silverman is probably one of the most popular guys in the cell block at this time. Not. And a Florida man got into some hot water after assaulting a fellow patron at his local laundromat because the other guy was about to use his clothes dryer. Yep, Ken Woods, stained his reputation by shoving an elderly victim to the ground and then delivering several kicks to the torso. Then they smashed the guy's cell phone as he tried to call 911 for help. Well, Woods took off thinking that he'd be able to make a clean getaway, but several witnesses called Crime Stoppers to turn him in. He now faces charges of battery on a person 65 years of age or older and property damage. I didn't know that was a separate crime for battery on an old person. I guess that's good that it gets you into bigger, even bigger trouble for assaulting an old person. I'm getting there soon, so I...
Lundgren's is proud to show you America's freshest lineup of...